This is CPR News. I'm Joanne Allen. The state is warning that COVID-19 deaths could more than double by the end of the year. CPR's Andrea Dukakis reports.
So far, 2,800 people have died related to COVID-19 in Colorado. To more than double that, as the state projects, would be a high bar to reach. It would mean almost three times as many people would die on average each week from COVID-19 compared to the worst week of the pandemic back in April. Rachel Herlihy is the state epidemiologist.
However, if we can reverse the trend and really improve our transmission control, improve social distancing, improve mask compliance, you'll see that we can really decrease the number of deaths that occur in Colorado by thousands.
Herlihy says she wants to encourage people to follow public health guidance during the holidays. Andrea Dukakis, CPR News.
Mayor Michael Hancock is reiterating Denver's commitment to provide free coronavirus testing to all residents. Last weekend, the city said two sites had reached capacity for testing, and one site closed early yesterday because of technical issues. Hancock told Colorado Matters Denver County is one of a few in the country doing such widespread testing.
Denver has demonstrated its versatility, its nimbleness, and its willingness to be dedicated to making sure people have free access to testing, no matter where you live in this city.
Most state offices will be closed on Friday because 22,000 government employees are being temporarily furloughed. That does not include essential services like hospitals, prisons, and snow removal. The DMV and other state offices will be closed the day after Thanksgiving. Governor Polis ordered employees to take four furlough days to reduce government costs during the pandemic turndown. Coming up on the program, an epidemiologist at Boston University talks about the role of small social gatherings in coronavirus outbreaks and whether they should be the focus of restrictions. Then, a New Orleans restaurant owner on how her business is doing amid new coronavirus outbreaks. Those stories are next on All Things Considered. Currently partly cloudy, 31 in Denver, windy and 34 in Colorado Springs, cloudy and 27 degrees in Vail, 35 and overcast in Pueblo. This is CPR News.